Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whenever you are listening to this, and welcome to episode 3 of A View from the Wood. And this week we are recording our Lockerbie special. So, tell us, boys and girls, who is all here? Let me hear you if you're here.
Hey!
So we have almost all the Primary 7 joining us today, and we have Mrs. Duncan.
Hi!
So, we are recording this episode in a very special place. We're in a very fancy room in Lockerbie Manor because Primary 7 this week are on our Outward Bound week where we've been having all sorts of fun. And I think this episode might slightly be sponsored by Skittles and Smarties and Monster Munch and a bit of Iron Brew because we've been having a tuck shop tonight, but we will see how it goes. So, guys, we are going to have a little chat about Lockerbie in general, first of all. Who had any thoughts about Lockerbie before you came here? What did you think? Good, bad, scary? What did you think this place was going to be like, Stuart?
First of all, see the big pond. When I saw in photos, I thought it was a lot closer to the actual house in general. And round the back, I didn't realise it had that much stuff around there.
Yeah, it's a cool big place, isn't it?
I thought it was just a big house with everything squished together, but it's more like that.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of just spread out about the place.
I felt a bit anxious, but that's nothing to be afraid of because it's great here.
Good. Now, we can't really do hands up on a podcast because it doesn't help our listeners. So, who, by saying me, was feeling a bit nervous before you came?
Me.
Who was feeling quite a bit worried? Yeah, it is. It's a big thing coming away, isn't it? Who feels worried now?
No.
Who's ready to go home tomorrow?
Me.
No. Yeah, it is a big thing coming away, and we'll come back to that soon. So, tell me about this building. It's a pretty cool place, isn't it? Who's got any thoughts on this place? Has anybody ever been in a room like this before?
No.
TJ, tell me about this place then.
Well, it's really fancy, and it's how old it is that makes it that bit fancier.
Yeah.
It's 200 years old.
It's about 200 years old, isn't it? What else have we been finding out about the house? Who wants to say? Tell me what you can remember about the house, Archie.
Is it the history
of the house? Yeah, who lived here?
A cannibal
lived here, didn't he? So why is this place so kind of secretive? Who can remember? Because you can't see it from the road, can you not? And you can't see it from anywhere, even if you go up the hill. This house is completely hidden by trees. Why is it so hidden, Guy?
It's hidden because when the cannibal lived here, a bunch of people didn't want to see him, so they planted a bunch of trees around his house so that they didn't see him.
Yeah, and the whole thing's hidden, but it's a pretty cool house, isn't it? So tell the people who haven't been here, because loads of people listening to this obviously won't have been here, so tell us about the grounds and things. Who wants to tell us what it's like around about and outside and stuff?
And then you have to bring a lot of pairs of clothes.
Yeah, so you need to bring loads of clothes, but what are the actual grounds of the place like, DJ?
It's massive. They've got loads of space for different activities and that.
Yeah.
They're so far apart.
Yeah, there's lots of mud, isn't there, especially at this time of year. We took a wee bit of a gamble coming at this time of year in October, but it's worked out not too badly. It's been a bit wet, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually been quite warm. It's been about 15, 16, so it's been quite nice.
There's one thing. Seeing you go in the lake, wear as many layers as possible. It's freezing.
So, tell me about the activities then, guys. Give me some of your thoughts about some of the best activities here, and you can tell me why they're your favourite then, Ruby.
I enjoyed the kayaking and the canoe because we just got to explore the water whilst we were paddling by ourselves and with our partners, and we just got to do our own things, experimenting how to turn.
Good, yeah.
My favourite activity yesterday was the obstacle course because you felt you were being yourself.
Good, yeah.
My favourite was the kayaking. Although I did fall, it was quite fun learning to row around and
good
stuff.
Quite a new skill. Has anybody ever actually done much like that before? Kind of using paddles and oars, a few of you, yeah?
No. I really like the zipline because when you're going on the zipline at the end, we done it in the dark, so you couldn't see the end of it and you felt like you were just going to go off of it or hit the tree.
It's quite scary, wasn't it? You just kind of disappeared into the blackness and you couldn't see anybody, yeah?
My favourite one was the rifles.
Yeah.
And you got to take the targets home with you to see what score you got.
Yeah, we had a few sharpshooters, didn't we? A few people who were pretty good at the rifles.
My favourite activity was when you were doing the abseiling.
Yeah.
I was scared at first, and then I came, so I never done it, but then I went back up and I tried it again and really liked it.
Good, yeah, you actually you got yourself over the edge, and then next time you went up, and that's what we'll talk about soon, because that's what this place is all about, good?
Pretty much the same as Archie. I really liked the abseiling because it was good overcoming a fear.
Good, yeah.
I'm the same as Cole as Archie. I liked abseiling, but my favourite thing that we've done today was...
So the archery?
Yeah, the archery.
Yeah, bullseye kai.
Mine was the archery just because it's a lot easier and you can actually... It's quite easy. Well, it's quite hard to aim, but it's just fun in general.
Good, yeah.
Generally, I didn't have like a favourite. They were all fun, but if I had to pick one, it'd probably be the kayaking.
Yeah, so if you can give me a wee yes for your favourite activity, so give me a yes for the rifles.
Yes.
What about the archery?
Yes.
Yeah.
The canoeing?
Yes.
The kayaking?
Yes.
The abseiling?
Yes.
The zipline?
Yes.
Good, guys. So, the activities have been a bit of a success.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we've still got stand-up paddleboard and a bit of camp craft to go as well. So, let's talk about another thing that I really like at Lockerbie. The food.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How's the food been then? Who wants to tell us all about the food and tell our listeners about the food, Jackson?
Well, I think it's really good for fussy eaters like me. Mm-hmm. Like, people can be really fussy, but this place pretty much has everything perfect for a fussy eater.
Good, yeah.
So, it's been great. I just can't explain it. It's
good.
Mouth-watering. As soon as you go into the dining room, you can smell it and I start salivating.
Good. Easy.
Well, the best way I can explain it is like it's a school dinner, but it's much better.
Yeah, it's a school dinner, like amplified, isn't it?
Yeah, school dinner.
My favourite part is the breakfast because every morning you get a full English, then you go for seconds, then you get more and more and more and more. It's like a big buffet. Because you eat more, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
of course I would.
My favourite one was the chocolate and
the pudding, yeah, the chocolate and sponge pudding, yeah.
Okay. My favourite, like, it's not your mum's dinner, you kind of just, she gives you it and you don't have to eat it. You've got choices.
And you get a lot as well, don't you, in the lunch. The people who work in the lunch hall are absolutely lovely, aren't they? They're superstars, cool.
I really like the tomato pasta. One of my friends didn't like it, so I just turned the
Good, excellent, guys. So, one of the things that a lot of us probably haven't done before, on this scale anyway, is staying in a room with your friends. Now, most of you have probably been to sleepovers or something, maybe nothing quite on this scale. What has it been like being in rooms of 8 or 7, which most of us are? What's this been like then, Archie?
It's been a little bit tough to sleep with all the rustling with the sleeping bags and the pillows.
Yeah, there's been a few squeaky bed frames and rustling sleeping bags, yeah.
It was this morning we actually woke up at 4:30 because one of my friends, Katie, thought it was 6:30. Mm-hmm. So we can't get back to sleep. So we just started getting ourselves ready and then just went through there.
Good, yeah, Josh.
It's been tough and it's weird because I've never shared a room with anyone except my cousins or siblings.
Yeah, it's a bit strange sometimes, isn't it, Stuart?
One thing, if you're like a boy, share with boys' rooms. If you're a girl, share with a girl room. And it's like all the clothes is like lying about and it's like hard to clean up. Then all the teachers come and like, right, we're doing an intervention in 5 minutes. And we're like, oh no, we need to clean up.
So, on that point then, has this place been a bit different to your house in terms of you guys having to organise yourself a bit more?
Yeah.
Give me a yes if you feel like you've had to organise yourself a bit more here, yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's quite a lot to do, isn't it? You have to get up to your room, get down with dry stuff, sort yourself out in the drying room, leave your boots in the right place, get out to activities at the right time with how many layers?
3!
And then a waterproof, and then you get sent back for another one anyway. But you do have to get yourself pretty well organised here, don't you? And we like to take a wee step back as much as we can and get you guys to think about that kind of stuff for yourself. So, on that theme then, has anybody, now that we've been here a couple of days, kind of noticed anything about themselves? Anybody kind of felt any skills developing in yourself a wee bit? Anything at all? Even if it's just to do with organisation or anything at all, yep.
Mine's is technically heights. I usually don't like go very high.
Good, yeah.
Like,
who else has pushed themselves out of their comfort zone in any way? Give me a yes if you have.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's been lots of people afraid of heights, maybe some people afraid of mud. I think some people's nice white trainers were afraid of mud. I think some people at Mrs. Duncan were afraid of the water, but we got Mrs. Duncan in the water.
Yes, she did. It was rather the cold I was scared of, but yeah, I got in there and I lasted the whole time, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did well, definitely did well.
Walker didn't push in.
Yeah, Mr. Frank didn't do it.
You're right, I didn't do it this time.
Splash me.
I did, I was getting a bit splashy. Me and Archie were being pirates, weren't we?
Yeah, I was splashing everybody.
Yeah, Mr. French, you started it and then your accomplish got the most of it.
Yeah, Archie was my shield.
You got revenge.
So, guys, obviously we've still got tonight left and then we've got tomorrow as well. Going home on the bus compared to coming here on the bus, how do you feel do you think you'll feel differently? Do you think you'll feel the same? How do you think you'll feel in terms of the difference of just a couple of days? What do you think, Jodie?
I think we'll feel like different on the way home. Like, because we'll be more excited than that because we've just come back.
Yeah, so it's a different kind of excitement. You'll be excited to get home and see your family and stuff. Yep, Archie.
I don't think there'll be as much energy as there was when we were coming here.
Yeah, I think even tonight there's a lot less energy. It's been a good busy day, but it's been a long day, hasn't it? Yep, Teej.
Actually, same as Archie, very tired on the bus.
Tired as well. Has anybody got any plans over the weekend apart from sleeping?
No.
No, not much. Nah. Jodie.
We have to get horse riding early in the morning on Saturday.
Oh dear, you better get a good night's sleep tomorrow, Amy.
My plan is to sit in my bed and watch my laptop while sleeping.
Stuart.
Friday, I know we're going home tomorrow at like 1 o'clock or something like that, but I've got to go straight to my dad's and go to football training after that.
Have you?
The next morning I've got to wake up like 7 o'clock and get ready for my football game.
The busy life continues. So, just on that note of what Amy was saying there, you guys all are the technological age. You've been teaching me and Mrs. Duncan all sorts of TikTok trends and everything we seem to talk about is TikTok-y. But you haven't had your phones or your tablets for nearly 48 hours now.
Kai actually said to me today as we were walking towards the kayak shed, he said, "Mrs. Duncan, it's been really nice not having my phone for a couple of days." And Ellie joined in as well, didn't you? So that was something nice to hear.
It's great not having your phone.
Glued to it.
Addicted to it.
It is. It's nice to get somewhere like this and just escape, get yourself in a bit of nature and just kind of forget about phones and technology and Instagram poses, although I've seen some interesting poses and we've still been here, but it's... Has everybody found it quite nice, just a wee detachment?
Yeah.
Has anybody, now you might not be stressed in any way, but has anybody felt a bit less stressed in some ways being here?
Yeah,
a bit more chilled out, good. Archie?
When you're doing, before you do some of like the high activities, you get a little bit stressed, and I was stressed with the water one too.
Yeah.
But once you were in, it was completely fine, you...
Yeah, it's a different kind of stress though, isn't it? Maybe if you're sitting on your phone all night and there's something going on, that stress is kind of slowly building, isn't it? Where this isn't maybe so much stress, but it's almost not really anxiety either, but it's like kind of the anticipation of it all, and once you actually do it, it's a good kind of stress. It's like a release almost, and actually you feel really good, kind of all the fancy words, the endorphins and things running through your
when
body and all that good stuff.
The zip-lining one, I was like shaking before I went because I was standing right at the edge.
I could see your leg. I was going a wee bit.
And then the second I was off, I was completely fine.
And then you were straight back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leah.
Well, when we were talking about phones, sometimes see how when I'm away from my parents for a long time, mm-hmm. I don't have any way of contacting them.
Yeah.
That sometimes makes me feel like stressed as well. But yeah. I do know that you guys have your phones, and like if anybody does feel stressed, you guys could just contact them.
Yeah, and you know, you've all done really well, because this is probably the first time most of you have been away from your parents. And obviously you have wee wobbles and you have moments and things like that, but you've all done really well, because this is quite early in primary 7, so most of you are 11, 12, yeah?
Yeah.
It's quite an early age to go away for 2.5, 3 days and get yourselves organised and get all the food in you and get yourself to sleep. So it's quite a big undertaking, but you've done really, really well, guys, so well done.
So what Mum's saying is, see my mum, every time like we go on like a trip or something like that, or like a holiday, she's always like, ah, thank God she's away. Then like 2 days in, she's like, oh, I miss my boys.
Who thinks they'll be welcomed with open arms when you get home?
Me.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's obviously been a very, very quick couple of days, and this has been quite a quick podcast as well. But it's been lovely being here with you guys again. Mrs. Duncan and Mr. French have been on more of these weekends, on more of these weeks than we can count, I think, but it has been a very good one, and your behaviour and the way you've conducted yourselves in general and the way you are with each other has been lovely. So it's been a very nice couple of days for us, hasn't it, Mrs. Duncan?
It's been lovely. Thanks, guys.
So that's all we're going to do tonight, guys. We are now going to go back to our rooms. We're going to have another little inspection. But I'm kidding. We'll have one tomorrow morning. You've got a few snacks left. But thank you to all our listeners again, wherever you are and whatever country you are in, and we will hopefully see or speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.